各位弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
我们昨天刚过了圣诞节。
We had Christmas yesterday.
今天却已经是2004年的最后一次主日聚会了。
This is the last Sunday worship in the year 2004.
我选了马太福音二章的这段经文，是盼望趁着节日还很浓厚的时候，我们来思想这段里头讲到敬拜和圣衣。
I picked this passage because we're close to Christmas, so that we can spend more time to think about the true meaning of worship.
那么这段经文很明显是讲到新生王对大君王，这个新生王，我们主耶稣基督的敬拜。
This passage is about worship, being paid towards the newborn king.
短短的几节当中出现有三次敬拜。
Worship appeared three times in this passage.
第一次是在第二节。
The first time in verse number two.
东方来的博士在耶路撒冷，说他们这个专程要来拜这个新生的君王。
The Magi from the east came to Jerusalem to worship the newborn king.
第二次是在第八节。
The second appearance was in verse number eight.
那么希律王他也说他要去拜他。
King Herod said, if you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him.
第三次是在十一节。
The third appearance was in verse number 11.
那么博士们俯伏拜那小孩子。
The Magi bowed and worshipped the child.
第一个字跟第二个字都指着博士们的敬拜。
The first and second all refer to worship by the Magi.
这样的敬拜是真实的敬拜。
This is true worship.
那么第二个字是希律王他说的，那是虚假的敬拜。
The second appearance of the word worship in this passage was spoken by King Herod, which was a false pretense in worship.
那么这里第一种敬拜跟第二种敬拜之间还有一种敬拜。
Aside from the first type of true worship and the fourth one, there's a third type of worship.
这是祭司长和民间的文士他们的敬拜。
And that's the type presented by the chief of priests and the teachers of the law.
那么在这段经文里头根本没有用敬拜来形容他们。
Within this passage, you'll nowhere mention that people's chief priests and teachers of the law ever worship.
为什么？因为他们毫无敬拜可言。
Why? Because they did not worship at all. There was no worship.
今天我们一起来分享三种的敬拜。
So this morning, we'd like to share with you the three types of worship.
第一种是希律王。
The first type by King Herod.
他对耶稣的态度是怎样的态度呢？
The attitude towards Jesus was,
刚刚说了这是虚假的敬拜。
Was a pretense. Was false.
那么这个虚假敬拜也不是敬拜。表现在哪里呢？在动机方面，在言语方面，也在行动方面，都是假的。
Well, it's not really a worship. You can tell from his motivation, what he said, and how he acted.
那么希律王的动机表现在哪里呢？
What was his motivation and any clues we could find from the passage?
当然，最早先看到第三节提到这个，他听到过东方的博士说有一个令他震惊的消息，就是有一个已经生下来要做犹太人王的。那么他就心里就 disturb， 就心里不安。
The first clue we could learn was from verse number three, when we first heard that there was a new king of Jews who was going to be born somewhere. He was disturbed.
那么希律王为什么心里不安？
Why was he disturbed?
因为他害怕他的王权受到挑战，他的王位不保。
Because his fear was that his authority would be challenged. He would no longer be sitting on the throne.
希律王为什么心里不安？
Why was he disturbed?
因为他害怕他的王位一旦不保，他只好退位了。
He was afraid that there would be a true king of the Jews would come and he would be dethroned.
希律王心里不安，对照博士们敬拜，他看到那些信徒，他大大欢喜，是很极端的一个对比。
We can contrast his reaction with the worship provided by the Magi from the east.
他的不安以及后面所带出的行动，表示他的动机根本不是在敬拜主耶稣。
We could tell from his disturbance, he felt disturbed, and the action that he told that was not really was not a true worship.
他不是要敬拜耶稣，而是要抵挡耶稣。
His intention was not to worship the Lord, but to oppose Jesus.
如果是真心要敬拜主，他欢喜都来不及了，他怎么会不安呢？
For those of us who truly worship the Lord, of course we will open our arms and welcome the presence of the Lord.
各位弟兄姊妹，请问我们心里中，我们每一个人心中，是不是也有一个西利王？
And let us extend to ourselves. Within our hearts, is there a Herod there?
这个西利王代表我们里头的老我。
This represents our old self.
那么里头有一个宝座。
There's a throne within us.
那个坐在里头的不是主耶稣，而是我老我。
However, the one sitting on my throne is not Jesus Christ, but my old self.
所以不仅在动机方面来抵挡，而且在言语上也有出问题。
We could tell Herod's motivation was wrong, and we could tell from the way he said.
从第四节那里，我们看到他召唤的祭司长和民间的文士来。
From verse number 4, we could tell that he called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law.
那么第七节，他召唤了博士来。
In verse number 7, he called the Magi.
两个召唤。
The two called.
那么第四节下半也提到他问文士，祭司长和文士问耶稣应该基督应该生在哪个地方。
In verse number 4, he asked the chief priests and teachers of the law where the Christ was to be born.
那么第七节，他详细来问博士，那个星是什么时候出现的。
Then he asked the Magi secretly, and then he would like to find out the exact time that the star had appeared.
他真会问啊，问时间，问地点，真会问啊。Well,
he asked a lot of questions. He asked about the place, the location, and then he asked about the time.
那么我们也看到第八节，他就差派博士去仔细的寻访基督。After
that, he sent the Magi and asked them, go and make a careful search for the child.
两个召唤，两个询问，一个差遣，是为什么呢？ 他口里说要去拜他,
From calling the chief priest, calling the Magi, asking some questions, and then sending them.
这明显是一个骗局。
It was a scam.
那么他要求这些博士们回来了报信，他居然口里可以说我也好去拜他。
He dishonestly said, once you have found him, I too may go and worship him.
所以在言语上公开的说我要去拜他，其实里头是要杀掉基督。He
said one thing in public, I would like to worship him, but deep in his heart, his intention was to remove Christ.
虚假的敬拜，不光是在心思意念动机上面出问题，在言语上面也是不调和的地方，同时在行动上确实有杀伤力。
This is the type of forced worship that will result in great harm.
那么他杀害了伯利恒城里，而且世纪里头所有两岁以下的男孩都杀遍了。Because
towards the further reading down the scripture, we could tell that he killed all the boys 2 years old and under within Bethlehem and in his vicinity.
西利王为了保住自己的王位。 竟然想尽办法，要把新生王耶稣把他杀掉。In
order to preserve his earthly authority, he tried to kill the newborn king.
我们看马太福音二章的十九节，有一个四个字中文说：“西利死了。”句点。In
the Chinese translation of the Bible, verse number 19, it said, "Herod died." Period.
这是非常讽刺的一件事。It's
really ironic.
但是我们感谢主，我们都是我们心中的那个西利王，要自己为王的那个西老我死了，那么神就真到我们里头，真做王了。And
we could learn from this history that you know the Herod within us died, and then the new king would sit on our throne.
第二种又是谁呢？
What about the second type of worship?
第四节这里头告诉我们，这些人是祭司长和民间的文士。
These are the people's chief priests and teachers of the law.
他们好像是敬拜的参与者，其实是旁观者。
They seem to participate in the worship, However, they're really spectators or observers.
他们对敬拜的礼仪、历史研究的也许很透彻，可是他们没有参与敬拜。
They know very much in detail about the rituals and the history of the worship, but they didn't participate themselves.
他们能够引经据典，道理讲得头头是道，可是没有真实的生命体验。
They knew what the prophet said. They knew the Torah well, but they didn't practice and really participate in this worship.
那么说的严重一点，就是虽然神学很准确，知识很渊博，判断没有错误。
To say it harshly, you know, they're knowledgeable, but they made the wrong interpretation.
但是对敬拜的事情，对敬拜这件事上，第一没有期待，第二没有渴望。第三没有热忱，第四没有行动。
They have no anticipation, no expectation, no vision, and then no action.
那么他们居住在一路上，那么不能不理由不过几里路，他们要去敬拜，其实很方便的。
Physically, they live, stay in Jerusalem. It's not that far away from the city of Bethlehem. So if they wanted to, they could have gone to worship the Lord.
非常可惜，身躯离基督最近，可是心地离他最远。
Unfortunately, physically they were quite close to the Lord, but spiritually they were far apart.
也许我们对主有很多的知识，圣经知道很多，我们确实很可能在敬拜上面我们离主很远。
And let's also think about ourselves. Today, we might be very knowledgeable, we might know the Bible verses very well, but we may not really participate in true worship.
问题在哪里？问题在上面心对着主，没有对着主。
What's the problem? I think the problem is how we tune into the words of the Lord.
固然没有错，研究了圣经里的话，很有心得，可是没有心去遵行，去有所行动。
They knew what the prophets said. Unfortunately, they did not try to put those into actions.
可能讲好听一点，他们是理论的大师，可是却是行动的侏儒。
They may be very advanced in the knowledge and theory, however, they are dwarfed in terms of action.
在敬拜主的这件事情上面，他们完全是旁观的。
In terms of worshiping our Lord, they are just spectators.
不仅是旁观，而且他们可能也是一个投机者。
Not only being a spectator, they may be an opportunist as well.
缺少那个理想，缺少那个原则，缺少那个勇气。
They lack the vision, they lack principle, they also lack the courage to act.
我们在这里正要问，请问祭司长啊，民间的文士长老啊，你们真不知道西王要问你们的用意吗？我想你们是知道的。
Let's put ourselves in the shoes. You know, did they really not know the real intention of King Herod?
可是对他们却是君王问他们，他们是一五一十的就讲了。
Well, at that time, the king of the secular world asked them, and they responded, you know, what they knew about the prophets.
可能因为这样的缘故啊，这个西王就给他们很好的一个回报。
Perhaps they will be rewarded for giving King Herod the right answer.
可是对于无辜的这个摩利人世界被杀的男孩来说，他们难道就没有责任吗？
However, think about the innocent boys being killed during this massacre process. You know, were they not responsible?
所以留在脑筋里头的跟在实施在行动上面的是没有配合。
So what they have learned in the knowledge has a great dissociation between their own action.
明明晓得基督是要生在伯利恒，却不去寻访。
They knew exactly Christ was to be born in the city of Bethlehem, but they did not go worship him.
明明晓得基督要来做王，却不是要敬拜他，他们却是来为世上的君王来服务。
They knew exactly Christ come to be the king, but they didn't go worship him, and they only serve king of the earth.
在基督跟世上的这个西律王这个王权这个选择当中，他选择的是西律王。
Between Christ and King Herod, they chose King Herod.
所以说的更严肃一点的，他们崇拜的是现行的权力，而非超历史的基督。
What they worship actually are secular authority rather than Christ above and beyond history.
所以第三种是我们今天所提的真实的敬拜，是东方博士所代表的。
The third type of worship is exemplified by the action and words of the Magi from the East.
在敬拜的旅程当中，我们可以从这几个博士得到一些的激励。
There's quite a bit we can learn from the journey that the Magi took from the East.
第一，他们有所预备。
First, they're well prepared.
他们带了黄金、乳香、墨药这些贵重东西，他们预备好了，要来朝见婴孩耶稣。
They brought valuable presents, gold, incense, myrrh.
不仅有预备，他们也是带着牺牲的这个有这个精神，为了寻觅真理，为了朝见这位新生王，他们不辞千辛万苦来朝见他。
Second, they're willing to pay price. Was far away. They travel afar with a lot of difficulty, but in order to search the truth and the Lord, they came over.
他们从东方来，可能是现在的波斯，就是现在伊朗或者是伊拉克那边，我们不晓得。从东方来到耶路撒冷，他们长途跋涉，多远、多久、代价有多大，我们不能想象。
The East probably somewhere in Iran or Iraq today, and we didn't know how far they traveled, but we knew it was pretty challenging.
哇，他们不仅有所预备，有所牺牲，他们也是相当有敬拜的原则。
Not only were they prepared, not only they were prepared to sacrifice, but they served in principle.
这段经文里头提到他们两次看到那个星星。
In the scripture says, they saw the star twice.
他们不是要敬拜那个星星，而是那个星星成为他们的引导，来拜的不是星星，是这位新生王。所以这是很有原则的敬拜。
Well, they didn't worship the star. They followed the star to find the real king and worship the real king.
不是这些的外在的一些东西来取代那位新生王。
They didn't pay attention to the external events.
我们也看到他们敬拜不是顺道的、顺便的一个敬拜，是专程，叫做特别特来拜他。
The scripture says, they have come.With that's the primary objective. It was not like a by the way visit.
所以他们不是骆驼商队一路做生意，知道吧？做买卖一路观光一路考察，然后方便的时候来敬拜。
They were not engaged in business activities, and then they come to Jerusalem for business, and then by the way visiting the Lord. No, they.That was the primary objective. That was the only goal was to visit the Lord.
他们也不是到耶路撒冷那个大学里头做 lecture.
Well, they didn't go to a university in Jerusalem to give a lecture and then visit the Lord by the way.
专程来拜见新生王耶稣。
That was the primary focus.
真实的敬拜还有一样是欢欢喜喜的敬拜。
Well, another attribute of true worship is joyfulness.
第四节里头，他们看见那个星就欢欢喜喜，所以进了那屋子的时候，是带着欢喜的心情进到那个屋子里头，那么就俯伏拜那一小孩子。
Verse number 10, when they saw the star, they were overjoyed. 11, on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him.
喜乐跟知识也许没有特别的关系。
Joyfulness and the knowledge may not correlate with each other well.
不是因为他们是博士，所以他们很欢喜，乃是因为他们瞧见了君王耶稣。
They were joyful not that because they were wise or knowledgeable. They were happy and joyful because they had a chance to meet the newborn king.
真正的敬拜里头是充满了喜的这个表现出来，这是非常宝贵的。
True worship will involve.Joyfulness coming from our own heart.
对照这个博士们的大大欢喜，跟到后面的18节、16节里头，那个蜥蜴被博士一弄，就大大的发热，这是很特别的一个对比。
We can contrast the joyfulness of the Magi and the reaction of King Herod. If we go down to verse number 16, when Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious.
我们看，在这个敬拜里头，还有一样真实的敬拜之后带来的三大改变。
We also could see the result of true worship in three areas.
我们每次来敬拜主里头，我们带着心主，你今天借着这个今天的敬拜，你要教导什么？主一定有所教导。
Whenever we come before the Lord in a Sunday morning, we would like to ask the Lord, "What would you like to teach me today?"
我们看十二节里头，他提到被主指示，博士在梦中被主指示。
So the first area, verse number 12, and having been warned in a dream.
我这个非常宝贵，原因是前面的是受星星的引导，也是西律王告诉他，应该在那个地方，你的西律王是从祭司长跟明天的这个长老领文士长老里面得到消息，这是比较间接的。那么现在呢，主亲自指示他们，这是何等宝贵。
Now contrast that with how they came here. You know, first of all, they saw the star, and then King Herod told them, through the priests and the teachers of the Lord that Christ was born in Bethlehem. Those are indirect teaching. But in verse number 12, they have been warned in a dream, was a direct divine intervention by the Lord.
我深信主在我们每一个人身上，他借着他的话语，以及借他的灵，他一定会感动我们，知道何为正，何为误，哪一个是正路，哪一个是错路，哪一个该行，哪一个不该行。其实我们会很敏感，会很清楚。
And we believe that the Lord will do every single one of us today, tell us what is right, what is wrong, where to go, where not to go.
所以这个对博士来说，这个经历非常宝贵，因为是直接的从主来的。
This is a direct divine interaction with the Lord, with God.
所以我们盼望我们每一位，我们在敬拜主的这个过程当中，我们不管是在家里，我们敬敬主，我们在教会里头，我们真是从主那里有一个直接的那个把握主的教导是何等宝贵。
Regardless of where we worship Him, in your home, in the church, we trust that the Lord will teach us and reveal Himself to us this way.
还有第二个方面说，就不要回去见西律，这是第二个改变。
The second change the Magi experienced was not to go back to Herod.
那么西律王也许讲跟他们说的时候，也许我们这个节目里面没有到，也许提到说你们回来报信的时候，我会给你们报偿的。可是他们不回去了，不见他了。
Well, it's not really reported in the scripture, but we can imagine, you know, the King Herod might have promised them, you know, big rewards after they return to Jerusalem.
在新上海，耶稣跟君王之间，他选择的是君王，新上海耶稣不是西律王。在文士、民间的长老与祭司长，他们在两个选择当中，他们选择的是西律王，这很大的不一样。
Despite the potential reward, they didn't go back to Herod. So we contrast that with chief priests and teachers of the law. The chief priests and teachers of the law anticipate rewards from the king. However, the Magi didn't.
第三，他从别的路回本地去了。
Third, also in verse number 12, they returned to the country by another route.
这个别的路对我们也是很宝贵。
Well, think about it. Another route.
也许我们走的一直都走这样的路，但是主对我们有所教导的时候，我们知道我们这样走不行，我们要改正。
We may be walking in a road that we are familiar with. However, once the Lord revealed Himself to us, we might change.
所以第一，有主直接的指示。
So first, direct intervention.
第二，不再见那个西律王那在造了老我的那个指导。
Second, not to follow our old self, the King Herod.
第三，有实际的不同的一个选择的走上不同的路回去。
Third, there is a choice of a different road, and then took action, followed the other road.
所以我们真实的敬拜不是行礼如仪、照章行事，那么回去的时候继续走原来的人生的路。
So a true worship doesn't mean follow the ritual and tradition and go our own, by our own way, the same business as usual.
我相信主今天早上也要借着他的话来教导我们，让我们在我们的人生的选择上面，我们可以有另外一路可以走。
We trust that the Lord will reveal Himself today, what He would like to teach us, show us His way.
所以我们感谢主今天早上借着这一段经文跟大家来分享三方面。
We really thank the Lord that this morning we could use this passage to share the message with you.
那么希律王抵挡主耶稣。
King Herod opposed Jesus Christ.
祭司长、文士、民间的长老忽略主耶稣。
People's chief priests and teachers of the law ignored Jesus.
我盼望我们都不是那一种的，抵挡主、忽略主的那一位。
Of course, let us not be opposition nor ignorant of Jesus.
而是像博士一样，我们有真诚的敬拜。
And let us learn from the Magi that we have true worship.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
在两千年前，那几位东方来的博士，他们真是立下好榜样。
More than 2,000 years ago, you set up the role model in the Magi that who came from the East.
上帝主，你教导我们对主有真诚、真实的敬拜。
Lord, teach us today so that we come before Thee with true worship.
也盼望我们在主的面前敬拜，讨主的喜悦。
And may our worship be pleasing to you.
但愿主在我们心中的平安跟喜乐一直充满我们。
Fill us with your joy and peace.
好像当年那几位博士一样。
Just like the way you filled those magi from the east.
主啊，如果我们有一些的不好的习惯改不了的，我们恳求主来帮助我们来走在主的道路上面。
Lord, help us, change us so that we give up our old self so that we walk in the way that pleases you.
如果有何明显的罪恶，求主让我们弃绝来走正路。
Anything we offend you and others, let us give away those habits so that we walk in the right way.
主啊，如果有上好的跟次好的，求主让我们选择那个上好的。
If we have a choice between the best and the second best, teach us so that we choose from the best.
主啊，如果有一些我们不清楚的，求你亲自来教导我们。
We might not be clear about everything in theology, but teach us.So that we learn more about you.
主啊，也叫我们对你敬拜不是旁观者，是参与者。
Lord, teach us not to be a spectator or observer in the worship, let us really participate in worship.
我们感谢主，求主听我们祷告。
We thank you and praise you.
奉耶稣基督的圣名来祈求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.